There's one other element, if I may talk about, which is that once you've designed your system, your communication system, once you've deployed it properly, now comes the question of service. When a certain person calls you up and says, "Can I get service, please?" Now you have a very interesting question. In some systems, at the lower frequencies, you can probably give a reasonable confidence level that this person can get service. Then you get things that happen at higher and higher frequencies. Now at very high frequencies, maybe 40 gigahertz or 28 gigahertz, 60 gigahertz and so on, it's one thing to say that in this area I have this overall level of coverage. It is another thing when John Doe calls up and says, "Could you give me service, please?" Because on the one hand, you have cases of people whom you know you can give coverage to. You can see them from your window. That's a simple thing. You have another group of people whom you can very quickly, with a very simple computer program, say, "I'm sorry, I cannot give coverage to this person. It's not even worth my trying." And so when the person calls, you say, "I'm very sorry, but we do not intend to offer service in your area." Now, in between, you have this horrible middle range of people, where you may give coverage, you may not give coverage, the quality of your databases is such that you do not know, maybe there's a tree growing there that was not in your original database, which will now prevent you from giving coverage. And so now you are in the implementation phase of providing service, where a service provider has to spend enormous resources sending people as craftspeople to houses or buildings. And now, what is the probability that that person will be able to provide service or come back to the office and say, "I'm sorry, I tried everything, but I could not provide service"? Now, this, I think, could be an issue which can make or break the economics, especially of startup companies, not of established telecommunications companies so much, but of new startup companies that are trying to offer services. Every failed installation is money down the drain, which significantly affects them. And now, this may not sound that exciting in terms of propagation research, but I think that this is, again, an interesting area that some thought needs to be done by us, who once we've done playing to our heart's content, we now have a responsibility to make sure that somebody can make money out of our playing.